Tomorrow's World Commentary, August 29th, 2020. An Exploited Peasant with an Attitude by Wyatt Cecilka, read by William Williams. Article begins. Was Jesus Christ just a compassionate prophet, or was he truly God in the flesh? The Apostle Paul warned that many would come and preach another Jesus, whom we have not preached, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4. And theories about Jesus certainly abound. Some professing Christian scholars even claim that Jesus was nothing more than an exploited peasant with an attitude, quote-unquote. From the article John Dominic Crossan's Blasphemous Portrait of Jesus, CNN.com, February 27, 2011. For nearly 2,000 years, people have often ignored the clear teachings of Scripture and preached another Jesus, quote-unquote. But understanding who Jesus was is vital for anyone who claims to be Christian. Paul taught his brethren to imitate me just as I also imitate Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, and instructed Christians to live in obedience to him, Colossians chapter 2, verse 6, New Living Translation. How can we imitate Jesus and live in obedience to him if we do not know who he was? Scholars continue to debate over who Jesus really was. For example, John Crossan received some press for asserting that Jesus was, quote, an exploited peasant with an attitude, end quote, who did no miracles, did not die for humanity's sins, and didn't rise from the grave after 3 days and three nights in the tomb. CNN.com, February 27, 2011. In a 1991 book, Crossan argued that Jesus was simply, quote, a wandering preacher, end quote, who took the form of the pagan cynics, who themselves were, quote, a crazy, wretched lot, end quote, who wore tattered cloaks and wore flowing hair. From the book Jesus, a Revolutionary Biography by John Crossan. But these assertions simply contradict Scripture. The Gospel of John reveals that the soldiers cast lots for Jesus' tunic because it was finely made, without a seam, and would have consequently been not only of high quality, but also of great expense. John chapter 19, verses 23 through 24. Matthew chapter 12, verse 40 plainly states that Jesus would be 3 days and three nights in the tomb. Matthew chapter 28, verse 6 and numerous scriptures recount that Jesus did indeed rise from the dead. Interestingly, Jesus did not even wear long hair as is typically portrayed. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14 clearly states that for a man to wear long hair is shameful, but that for a woman it is a glory, verse 15. And in John's apocalyptic vision, he portrays instruments of war and cruelty in frightful demonic imagery, as having faces of men, Revelation chapter 9, verse 7, while wearing hair long like women's hair, verse 8. Jesus wore short hair and looked like a typical healthy Jew who was even able to blend in, quote-unquote, to escape angry crowds unnoticed, John chapter 8, verse 59. Scripture explains that, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. The being who became Christ was from everlasting, Micah chapter 5, verse 2, and is the Alpha and the Omega, Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, the first and the last, verse 11. This mighty being then became flesh and lived a perfect life on this earth, John chapter 1, verse 14. He died for our sins, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3, and was resurrected to sit at the right hand of God as the Son of God, Luke chapter 22, verses 69 and 70, until the appointed time when he will return as King of Kings to establish the kingdom of God on this earth, Revelation chapter 17, verse 14. No, Jesus was not a long-haired, effeminate, quote-unquote nice Jewish person. He was not a crazed, disheveled prophet or zealot. He was the Son of God who lived a perfect life in the flesh nearly 2,000 years ago. And he is the Savior of mankind. Acts chapter 13, verse 23, and Titus chapter 3, verse 4. Scripture proclaims that those who attack the deity of Christ are upholding the doctrine of the Antichrist, 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. Surely this is a vital topic to understand. Article ends. For more on who Jesus really was, please watch the Tomorrow's World telecast, Was Jesus Real? And be sure to order your own copy of the informative DVD offered on that program. Originally published May 7th, 2011.